Okay, so now in this section, we're going to be learning about the chakras. And I want you to look at your handout that has all these different... There's actually not a heading on this one, but at the top it says seventh chakra crown. Now the chakras are one of my things that I have a lot of expertise at. Chakras are just, I love them. So if you've ever been to a yoga class where they've done like hip opener stretches and they've said, this stretch really helps open your root chakra. This is what we're working on today. All these different energy centers. So chakras 101, chakras. Also are sometimes pronounced chakra. So actually the Western American way of saying it is usually chakras. That's just the popular way of saying it. And so sometimes I go back and forth. But the correct way of saying it is chakra. Like it's a very hard CH sound. Chakra. Not chakra. But it's like almost like C-H-U, chakra, like that. So you'll hear it both ways, and, you know, both ways are correct. So we've already talked about the energy around your body, the aura, the whole field of energy. What do you have on you? A tick?
No.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, he's got to go away.
Spider? We were just grounding outside.
Is it an ant or a...
It was probably an ant. I had a few ants crawling around in the house. Okay, so we've already talked about how the aura is this field of energy around you. And then we also have these specific centers of energy that are called chakras. And we have seven primary chakras. These are actually spinning vortices of energy that actually draw in energy and send energy out. They actually do both, and they are in the front of your body and in the back of your body. So here we have a picture in the first handout. So the first handout that says an introduction to the aura, we have the picture of the chakras. So there's so many pictures that have just like a circle or a square just superimposed on top of the body. But the chakras are actually much more dynamic. It's moving energy. It's energy that's moving all the time, hopefully. And it's on the front of your body and on the back of your body. So this picture on the introduction to the aura worksheet, this picture shows your seven primary chakras, but you actually have tons of chakras. Most people talk about the seven primaries because they're very important, but you also have secondary chakras, and this isn't talked about that often. Well, the hands are talked about. There's also energy centers in your hands, so that allows you to do healing work. There's also chakras in the bottoms of your feet. So sometimes when people are doing Reiki, they can actually feel energy moving out the bottoms of their feet. But the thing that's often not talked about is that there are also secondary chakras in each of your joints or around each of your joints. So your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists, and your hips, your knees, and your ankles. And then you also have tertiary chakras, which is the fancy word that comes after secondary. So we have primary chakras, secondary chakras, and tertiary chakras, which would be the third level. You have little energy centers associated with the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes and your eyes and your ears. And so you have all these different energy centers. Today, for the sake of simplicity, we're going to focus mainly on the seven primary chakras and about their qualities, and we're also going to learn how to evaluate the chakras and how to balance them. So let's go back to the other I'm gonna go through this rather quickly, and then on your own, you'll want to just take some time to get familiar with each of the qualities of each chakra. Some of you may already be very familiar with the chakras, and some of you not so much. So we're gonna start with the first chakra, which is at the, it's associated at the base of the spine. It's also called the base chakra. So the root chakra or the base chakra is the first chakra. And I'm just going to stand up and show you all that this chakra is right there. Okay, and the other, so it's right underneath where you're sitting. The other chakras as we go up are actually in front and back. So they're more vertical, like up and down. The root chakra is on the horizontal plane, as well as the crown chakra is on the horizontal plane. Okay, so you've got this vortex of energy. Your crown chakra is where you draw in your Reiki energy. Okay, so starting with the root chakra, on the handout, the picture that you see is the color that's associated with that chakra. And oftentimes, if you're able to see that chakra, you'll see that color. So it's usually the color red. Characteristics associated with this chakra are survival and security, family connections, like your primal survival, your tribe, your family of origin, and or your tribe, like your friends and your support system. It controls fear and helps in grounding. So this chakra helps with that. Balancing this chakra helps the spinal column, the rectum, the legs, the bones, the feet, and it energizes the body and increases overall health. Now, so you'll notice that with this chakra, there's emotional aspects, and there's also physical aspects that are connected. Okay? So you'll also notice when you read about the chakras, there might be some differences. For example, I find that when I work with people that money issues tend to show up in the root chakra. So like your basic survival, whether you feel like you can pay the bills or not, root chakra is survival. But I've heard some other healers say that they tend to see that show up in other areas. Like, and it can, there's crossover. Because when we get up to like the third chakra, that's about whether you're in your power, that's whether you feel powerful or not. If you're not feeling powerful because you don't have enough money to pay your rent, then it can affect that chakra as well. So there is a lot of crossover in how these chakras can affect you in your life. Moving up to the second chakra, the color associated with this one is orange, and this is called the sacral chakra, as in your sacrum, like your low back, your sacrum. This chakra is located, the way that I describe it is, it's between your belly button and your pubic bone. So it's your lower abdomen and your low back. This chakra is connected with creativity and sexuality. So both. So creativity, as in, you know, are you taking time for creative expression? Sometimes when that sacral chakra is out of balance, it means that you really need to take time to do something creative with yourself. It also has to do with joy and pleasure. So it is the sexuality and sensuality center as well, but those can be expressed whether you're in a relationship or not. So joy and pleasure, you know, you can just eat a strawberry and eat it really slowly and savor the juices and the texture and the flavor and just being more present in your life. So again, whether you're in a relationship or not, you can really activate that joy and pleasure aspect of your sacral chakra. Balancing this chakra also helps the sexual organs, large intestine, lower vertebrae, pelvis, hip area, and urinary and bladder. Next chakra is your upper abdomen. This is the solar plexus chakra, and this is the connected with the color yellow. This chakra is your power center. This is your self-esteem, your ability to manifest things in your life or not. This is basically, this chakra is where I will generally see whether someone is really standing in their power or being a victim, or feeling like a victim, or not standing up for themselves. Okay, and so when we balance that, so when we balance that chakra, when we bring it into harmony, then that person is able to stand up, stand in their power. This is a chakra that I had to work on a lot in my own life. If this chakra is like overactivated, then a person might be a bully. Maybe they come on too strong and they victimize people. So the chakras can be overactive or underactive or balanced. So those imbalances can show up in a variety of ways. Balancing this chakra helps the stomach, pancreas, adrenals, upper intestines, liver, gallbladder, and middle spine. Now let me give you an example of how the physical body is really so connected with the emotional aspects of the chakra. So I actually had a roommate at a point in the past who was not such a nice person all the time. And so it was a very challenging roommate situation. I'll give an example of how it was challenging, is that instead of talking out an issue, he would barge in and just start yelling at me about stuff, which is not okay with me, right? So there was a lot of power struggle, like me trying to really stay in my power within that scenario. And eventually I helped him find a new place to move to, and so that was more beneficial for both of us. And so it was really interesting because I was going to help him with his friends move out that day, and I ended up staying in bed all morning, because I had the worst stomach ache ever. My stomach, it felt like I had food poisoning, like stomach cramping and everything. And when I just did a self-check, when I tuned in to my intuition and looked at my energy clairvoyantly, what I saw was that my roommate had plugged in a big fat energy cord into my solar plexus. I was trying to, he was trying to push my buttons a lot, right? So it was really hard. And so on the day that he was moving, that energy cord was being released. It was coming out, which was good. It was going back to him. I didn't want that. But with that energy shift, it activated a really bad stomach ache, right? And then by that afternoon, it was all better. It was gone. I didn't really have food poisoning. That's actually happened, has happened a couple of times for me when I've really taken empowered action to bring a relationship into balance in which the person was not willing to honor or respect me. And in that situation, just I say this with a complete love and compassion, he just was not able to live up to that, to be a respectful person. It's not where he's at right now, and so this final solution was for him to move and get a different place. And that doesn't always have to be the case, but the two times that I can think of when I really stood up and shifted a relationship, I ended up feeling like I had food poisoning. So it was when that energy cord was being removed, which was a good thing, I was feeling the shift. So that third chakra, that solar plexus chakra, can be connected with, like, if you have a stomach ache, you may have eaten something that did not agree with you. But if you didn't and you have a stomach ache, It could be that somehow you're feeling like you're not standing in your power. So, fourth chakra, heart. The color associated with this one is green. And the heart chakra is the most powerful out of all the primary chakras. So, I like to think about my heart chakra just really radiating out into the world and helping to bring in all this amazing stuff back. So, sending out goodness and bringing even more goodness in. This is the energy center for love, compassion, unconditional love, hope, forgiveness. And we also hold grief and emotional pain here too. Balancing this chakra helps heart, circulatory system, ribs, breast, thymus gland, lungs, shoulders, arms, hands, and diaphragm. Okay, fifth chakra, your throat. This chakra is connected, or this is the chakra that's in your throat area, the front and the back, so your neck. And this is associated with the color blue. Now again, if you notice any physical pains here, like if you get a sore neck, or if you have a scratchy throat, or frog in your throat, that could indicate that there's something off with this chakra. This is your expression center. This is where you communicate your will to the world. So who you are, the essence of who you are, how you're expressing it. Not just through talking, but like you could be doing self-expression by how you're dressing. By using hand gestures like I'm doing right now. By any type of self-expression. That could even be through a piece of a work of art. And what's the other energy center that we've already talked about that's your creative center? Your second chakra, your sacral chakra. So sometimes if you're doing art, that's utilizing your throat chakra, your will center, and your sacral chakra. So, your fifth chakra, your throat chakra, when you balance this chakra, it helps the throat and the thyroid, the esophagus, the trachea, the mouth, the jaw, the teeth, the neck, and the vertebrae. This energy center also is connected with communication, also your inner voice, speaking your truth, and willpower. Personal willpower. Look, there's a little ant on the floor.
I'm curious about,
it's not a little one.
I know.
the
right, okay, so the question is, what happens if the throat chakra is overactive? Mm-hmm. If the throat chakra is overactive, then the person might be over-talkative, like where they talk too much and don't really listen enough. Or if they have a way of talking that tends to really be over-forceful with other people, like overbearing. It's an overbearing way of communicating. Yeah.
I was wondering if maybe like becoming very rebellious.
Yeah, becoming really rebellious could be, it could be an expression of your fifth chakra. It can also be, so again, oftentimes, there's more than one chakra involved. So can anybody guess what other chakra? If someone's being rebellious, the solar plexus. The solar plexus, your power center, is like, I'm taking my power back, and I'm going to rebel like crazy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then bringing that back into balance would mean then not like trusting yourself more and not needing to rebel quite so much. Yeah, good question. The sixth chakra, the third eye, also called the brow chakra. This is, the color associated with this one is indigo. 15 years ago, when I started learning about chakras, I was like, I'm not really sure exactly what the color indigo looks like. what is that, purple, is that blue, I wasn't sure. And so it's actually, so in case you had that question, it's actually kind of like a blue jeans, like a dark blue jeans kind of blue. And actually the color on your handout is pretty close to it. That's a pretty good representation. So it's kind of a bluey purple. And this is your intuitive center. It's your psychic consciousness. It's your wisdom, intuitive ability, your ability to visualize, and the power of your mind. So when I'm working with clients, how I often will explain that it's your intuition and your insight. So your intuition is like your psychic ability to be able to perceive things that are beyond your usual senses. But insight is the ability to understand situations in your life beyond the stories of the drama. Being able to really understand from a more spiritual perspective, from the perspective of love, having that more loving insight, yes. So if that's balanced, then you'll be able to understand your situations in your life. Sometimes when I check someone's brow chakra and it's closed or it's going the reverse direction, almost always when I talk with them, I find out that there's something dramatic happening in their life and they're not really able to see beyond the drama. And they might even be misunderstanding what's really happening because their perception is skewed. Their third eye is literally going the wrong direction. It's actually reversed. And so they're literally seeing things through a skewed lens. So we want to get that open so they can see and then have less drama. And then the last chakra of the seven primary chakras is the crown chakra. This is often associated with the color violet or white. And for me, when I see this chakra, it's usually this really light violet. That's so light that it's turning into white. So it's like a cross between white and violet. This is your spiritual center. This is your connection with the divine and with your spirit guides. This is how enlightened you are. Balancing this chakra helps your central nervous system, your muscular system, and your skin. Now, one of the things that I did not mention, I'm just going to mention it here, but you don't have to remember all of this. I'm going to pull up the picture and introduction to the aura again. Each of the chakras that we just went through is actually associated with a different layer of the aura. So, for example, the base or root chakra is associated with the first layer of your aura. Now let's think about that for a minute. It kind of makes sense. The first layer of your aura is the layer that's closest to your body. And that layer of your aura is all about your physical body. And your root chakra, this root base chakra energy center, is all about your primal needs, meeting your basic needs while you're living in a physical body on this planet. Okay. And then the sacral chakra, the second chakra, is associated with the second layer of your aura, and so on and so forth. So we're not going to really work on connecting them so much today, but just for you to be aware that you could go through each of these chakras and see that it connects with the next layer of the aura and the next layer of the aura, okay? And that's something that we would go more deeply into, connecting them and seeing the connections when we're working off with a client would be a more advanced class. Okay? So for today, what we're going to be doing with the chakras is practicing evaluating the chakras, checking to see if they're open, closed, or going the reverse direction, and then learning a really simple exercise for opening them and getting them to go the right direction. So the first thing that we're going to do is, with this exercise, we're just going to go right into the exercise, and you're going to be working on yourself to start with. So you'll be your own guinea pig. If you don't have a pendulum, I want you to grab one right now.
Question.
Yes,
question. The right direction is clockwise?
Yeah, we're gonna learn how to use the pendulum right now. There's different ways to use the pendulum, and we're going to use it in the way specific to what we need for checking the chakras. Okay? So there's ways that you can use the pendulum to ask psychic questions, intuitive questions. And we're not going to get so much into that today. We're going to work on checking if the chakra is going the correct direction. And so to answer James's question, the chakra, so remember I explained that each chakra is like a vortex of energy. So imagine like a gentle tornado. The energy is spinning. And you have, I'm going to show you all here, you've got, so I'm going to use my solar plexus chakra. You've got this big tornado. So you've got this vortex that is open. It's like a funnel. And then it's really big further out from your body. And then the apex of the vortex, it comes in as you get up to your body. And it's the same way on the back of your body. It's big, further out, and then it comes in closer, gets smaller as it gets closer to your body. Wherever you're checking your chakra, that energy should be spinning clockwise. Now here's a little tricky thing. You're actually going to be using your intention to check the chakras because, you know, let's take the solar plexus again as an example. Place your hand on your solar plexus right now. And now remove your hand and bring it out about 12 inches, okay? So you're still in the area of your solar plexus chakra. That chakra is on the vertical plane. But it's kind of impossible to make your pendulum hold up and spin on the vertical plane. You're actually, if you hold your pendulum, so go ahead and hold your pendulum. Let's actually just hold it in front of you. And we're not actually checking our chakra right now. We're just going to program our pendulum. First, I want you to see if it spins at all, if it stays still, or if it moves at all.
So we're focusing on our solar plexus?
Nope, we're not focusing on any certain chakra. We're just holding your pendulum, connecting with it. Now I want you to hold your pendulum in your hand so that it's touching your palm. And I want you to just take a moment and intend that any energy, any excess energy from before, any energy from anyone else, any negative energies be cleared from this pendulum right now. And then I want you to send Reiki into the pendulum. Just activating the energy. Okay, now we're ready to use it. Now it's also acclimated. This pendulum is acclimated to your energy a little bit more since you've held it for a moment. It's easier to work with it if you've held it. So now, I want you to, on purpose, get your pendulum to turn clockwise. just make it turn clockwise, just with a little subtle move of your hand. Now, I use pendulums a lot, so mine tends to spin quite big, but sometimes when you're just starting out, it might just be a little tiny circle. That's okay. Okay, now I want you to stop it. Take your other hand and stop it. And now I want you to actively make your pendulum turn counterclockwise. Make it go the other way. Good. So remember, go ahead and stop it. When a chakra is healthy, it should be going clockwise. If it's doing this, I'm going to make it go crazy fast. Let's see if I can do it. Oh, it's like flying out of my hand. If it's doing that, oh my gosh, it's going to fly out of my hand. Then that chakra might be overactive. So like you were giving an example of like if someone's really rebellious, then that chakra, then that pendulum might want to go so fast that it's going to fly out of your hand. If the pendulum is like barely moving or it's really tiny or it just feels really slow, or maybe it's like a squashed circle, or it's like a really wonky circle, it's not round, that means if that chakra is open, but it definitely still needs some balancing. So what you want is a nice, pretty round movement. And then if it's not moving at all, oftentimes if it's not moving, it might vibrate though. Sometimes if mine isn't moving, it will still be it might not be rotating, but it'll still be moving, like it's vibrating in place. Okay. So when I do work on another person, just so that I can remember when I go through the whole process, I like to write it down. So on a paper, I will write down, I actually write it in reverse order, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So I write down 1 through 7 on paper, with 7 being at the top because that emulates, you know, the crown chakra is at the top. And then that's how I like to write it down. And then as I check each chakra, I actually write down CW for clockwise or CCW for counterclockwise or closed, or I might write down like uneven, or I might write notes about what each one looks like, and then I'll check it again at the end and see how it has improved. And when you're checking all 7, sometimes it's hard to remember what each chakra looked like at the beginning by the time you're done balancing everything. Okay, so now on a piece of paper, I am going to have you write down notes about each of your chakras, and you can keep it simple. So we're going to start with the root chakra, and you're going to use your pendulum. So go ahead and write down, you can write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, however you want to write it. But I want you to start the first check with your root chakra. Starting down at the bottom with your primal needs. Now again here, we're using our intention with the pendulum. So you don't have to get all the way under your seat to check that one. You can hold it wherever you want in front of you, but you're clearly intending to check that root chakra. And then next to the number 1, I want you to write CW for clockwise or CCW. I like to add other things, like I said. I might say CW and then LG for large, or fast or slow, or SM for small. You've got your small, medium, large, fast, slow, wonky. That's the technical term. Uneven. Yeah, so you might write down uneven. And you just reminded me, if you are, there's two ways, actually there's multiple ways, but there's, you can actually hold the pendulum in front of your body and check by being in that region of the body and intending, or you can be on your sheet, on your handout, and actually touch, put your hand on the sheet and connect with the root chakra there, and then intend that you're checking your own root chakra. By the way, that using the handout can be very helpful if you're checking someone's chakras at a distance. If you're checking some, you know, not your own chakras, but someone else's who's far away.
You think you can do that with the, when you do like the Teddy Bear?
Yeah, if you're doing the teddy bear method,
yeah,
of doing distant Reiki, you can hold the pendulum over the teddy bear and check. Yep. Okay, so when you're ready, go ahead and check your sacral chakra, and then your solar plexus, and your heart, and your throat. But I'm going to jump ahead and let you know, when you get above the throat chakra, it's kind of hard. You can't really see what your third eye chakra looks like when you're trying to spin it. It makes you get dizzy and your eyes go cross-eyed. So what I usually do is just hold the pendulum in front of me, and I'm intending to check my third eye. And the same thing with the crown. If you hold it above your head, you can't see what it's doing. But you can also touch your hand out, touch the third eye part of your hand out, touch the crown chakra part of your hand out. So at this time, you're checking each of your chakras. Kitesh, come here, I'm gonna check your chakras. Come here, girl. No, she says I'm cleaning my crown chakra right now.
So how big is big or large and how small and medium?
Yeah, good question. So how big is big and how small is small? Well, that you will only really find out by getting used to your pendulum. Because for some people, depending on the chakra and just depending on their style, some people, their circles will always be fairly small. Mm-hmm. I have a pendulum, a little baby pendulum that I used for a long time, and it didn't spin very big. And then when I got this one, which has a longer chain, and then also the longer that I've been doing this, now mine will be like spinning the full extent that it can spin. Mm-hmm. So again, sometimes when you're newer to using a pendulum, it might not spin as large as mine does, but that doesn't mean that your chakra is not open.
Not spinning at all.
Yours looks like it's making an up and down line, so it's flat. And are you, which chakra are you checking?
Third eye.
Third eye, okay. So think of like an ellipse or an oval that's kind of squashed. So that chakra could use some balancing right now. Yeah. But it's not totally closed, so that's good. I mean, if it was totally no action at all, that would not be so good. So I'm going to give you about another minute. Now, some of you are getting up to your brow chakra, and I would not suggest trying to check it like this. You can't really get a good view of what's happening. And it kind of makes you go cross-eyed. So don't hold it in. I suggest not holding it in front of the third eye, but hold it in front of you and intend that you're now checking your third eye. Because see, from this vantage point, I can actually see like what shape my circle is. I wish I had a picture of that.
Well, the cat was staring at it. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Great. Kitty cat touching her nose to the tip of Brenda's pendulum.
Okay. And she's mad like this, so I'm like, all right, I'm...
I'm convinced that Kitesh, I've never told anybody this, I'm convinced that she has been with me since I was a little girl.
Oh,
now, I always call her bunny girl because she's got her little stubby tail and she's gray and chubby like a bunny rabbit. But she does look like a bunny. And I used to have this little stuffed rabbit when I was a little girl that was like my little baby. It was my Binky, this little stuffed rabbit. And I used to love that it had like the softest velvety ears. I would rub its ears all the time. And I know this is weird, but I am just convinced that she was with me even when I was a little girl through that stuffed animal. I think her spirit was with me. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. Michelle, last one, and then I'm going to teach you a really simple technique for balancing these, but I'm going to give you a little bit longer because not everybody's done. The evaluation actually takes longer than correcting them. Correcting them is easy. So Maylene, can you see what's happening?
I can feel it with my fingers.
Yeah, but you know what? You'll be able to, so do you know what shape it is?
Is it going clockwise?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, see,
like
so for your third eye and your crown, I really strongly recommend that you don't try to do it up there because you won't really be able to see. Hold it in front of you so you can see kind of down towards it because it was actually doing kind of like a straight line. Yeah, it was like a squashed ellipse. So just in a clear intention, say, I'm now checking my crown chakra. And if you need more, something more physical, you can even touch your finger, one of your fingers, onto your handout as you do it. Well, it takes a lot of mental energy when you're first starting, but once you have, with just a little bit of practice, it won't take very much at all. Here's the thing about the pendulums, while a couple people are finishing. The pendulum, actually, when you get used to using it, it will move on its own. You won't have to concentrate super hard. You'll just hold it over that part of the body and it'll just move. Mm-hmm. And what it is the pendulum itself is not magical. The pendulum is actually just responding to your own inner wisdom. Your inner wisdom already knows the answer to whether that chakra is open or closed. And so you're actually sending energy through your hand to get that pendulum to move the way that it's moving. So the pendulum is just responding to your inner wisdom. That's my opinion on that. But the other thing that happens with the chakras, is that, remember, the chakra is an energy vortex moving. So when you stick the pendulum into that vortex, it's going to move in the same direction as that vortex.
But it doesn't move.
If it does
not practice enough.
If it doesn't move, that means that chakra is not, that there's not that much movement in that chakra. Or that since you're new to using a pendulum, that you're just maybe not getting a clear read at this time. Yeah. So remember that if you're new to using a pendulum, then just remember that you might not always be getting a clear read. So if something looks really wonky, try it again and see if you get the same answer. Okay, set your pendulum down. And now we're going to do a simple exercise to open each of these chakras. There's actually a few steps that you can do with this, but we're just going to do the simple version, which is just one step. And with the one step process, our intention is to open the chakra and balance it. So you're going to take your dominant hand, and we're going to start with the root chakra. And you're actually going to spin that chakra clockwise. So you don't even have to be all the way into that chakra. You can just be kind of in front of your pubic bone a little bit, and you're just going to spin it. You can either spin it with the palm of your hand or your fingertips. And you, just through intention, you can do it rather quickly. Get it going. Yep. And it's open. That's all you have to do. Now we're going to move up to the sacral chakra. And now all the next several chakras are on the vertical plane. So that gets a little bit tricky. So people often can't figure out which way is clockwise when they're looking down on the body. So here's the trick. I want you to take your hand.
Oh, my.
Oh, she drinks from the fountain all the time. Yeah. I want you to take your hand, or actually just look down. So you're going to imagine that there's a clock, but the clock is not outside of you. You're actually going to take that clock that's facing outside of you, that has 12 o'clock on the top, 6 o'clock on the bottom. You're going to take it, and you're going to place it down on you so that 12 o'clock is over your pubic bone, and 6 o'clock is where your belly button is. So 12 o'clock is the pubic bone. And I want you to start at 12 o'clock and turn the hands of that clock around. Yeah, there we go. So spinning that sacral chakra. Good. Now we're going to do the same clock method, moving up to the solar plexus. 12 o'clock will be the belly button, and 6 o'clock is the bottom of your sternum. It's a little bit trickier as you move up. So here's what I would say. As you move up to the upper chakras, just keep that same rotation direction going. So as soon as you finish your solar plexus, just keep your hand moving the same direction and just go up to your heart. Spin your heart. Keep your hand going the same direction and then move up to the throat. Spin. Keep that going the same direction. Move up to your brow chakra in front of your forehead. And now you're going to change the direction. Or you're going to keep going the same direction, but move up to the crown chakra. So now you're above the top of the head. Good. Now you've just spun all 7 chakras. So that's called chakra spinning. You can get more complicated where you also visualize the corresponding color and all sorts of other things. So when I work on clients, I spin counterclockwise first to release any energy that needs to be released, and then I spin clockwise after that. But again, today we're just doing the one-step process, which is just opening. Open, 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 open. And that takes all but 10 seconds. You could do that as your daily maintenance every morning. Okay. So now, take your pendulum and check your chakras and see if there's any improvement. Once you get used to doing this, you'll find that all of your chakras are open then. I'm checking the cat's chakra. Look at her crown. You got a big crown chakra. Oh.
She's got some good energy.
I know. Doesn't she? She's open. We'll continue to check each of those chakras. Now, sometimes that chakra one in one or more of the chakras may not totally correct. So if it doesn't, you can go ahead and do and spin it again. If it's still not really that open, go ahead and do some extra spinning and then check it again right away. And usually if you re-correct it one more time, it usually will fix it. Okay. So keep going, and I'm going to turn the recording off. But the next thing that we're going to do is do this with a partner. The same thing, checking the chakras, and then doing a chakra spin, and then rechecking the chakras. And that's it. Okay, we're going to shut off that recording.